So, it's my feedback for my second draft of my contents page. Imi, how does my contents page work in tandem with my front cover?
You have used the same type of fonts for both pages, so they are in relation to each other. However, your colours are clashing with each other because you are using reds and blues on your front cover and you are using pinks, yellows and blues on your contents page.
Is my genre of music, like, portrayed through my contents page?
Your genre is pop, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say those are very bright, poppy colours. They stand out. They give it the... that it needs.
Cool. Can you describe the images of the stars using adjectives? Well, my star.
She looks very confident. She looks like she knows what she's doing and... she looks very intelligent. She looks like she's good at what she does. She looks like she's a very uplifting person.
Nice. Which cover lines tempt the audience to read on and which ones stand out and why? Can you read them?
Yes, I can. I like the Amy releases her charity campaign. I think that's very wholesome and... I just think it's a nice gesture, especially in this modern day. People are always looking to improve the world and younger people especially like to dwell on issues that boomers would not normally dwell on.
Yes.
So I'd say that's very topical.
Yep.
Singing in the Rain. Now that's the name of the musical, of course. So yeah. So people who have seen the musical will be like, oh, what's this? And then delve further into that. I also like the way you have elevate and then the D out of the commas there. Yeah. That's very good.
It's the song name in her album.
Ah.
So it's like feel elevated.
Ah.
Because it's a happy, yeah.
Very good.
So all thought out. How do the cover lines reflect my music magazine? If they don't, which ones need to be adapted?
Your cover lines? So these ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Mirror's feeling higher, right? I like the way you have exclusive in bold, and that works really well since it's like, oh, sneak peek kind of thing. Ooh. I like how it says like gossip, so it's very trendy, down with the kids kind of thing. You got like top tips and big event in like these little hyphen
quotation
things. And they help just to like make it more modern, and they go with the pictures as well, like, you can see there, it's like she's looking very sweet and charming with the charity event, and that one's like singing in the rain because she's got the umbrella and everything.
It's good. Okay. Which areas, aspects have distracting areas of integration of copy and images?
So, like, what distracts me?
Yeah.
I find the blue and the black kind of blend together at some points. You either, I feel, need to make the writing a bit bigger or change the font or something.
Maybe put it in white.
Mm. Yeah, and then you could change maybe that to a different colour to make it pop out again. The two T's, are they highlighted for a reason?
Yeah, because look on my front page. I highlight the X.
Oh, you highlight the X, okay.
Yes, and then I do it the same in the editorial.
Ah, of course. So that also relates to your front page.
Yeah.
See, I was going to say if it didn't, it would be a bit distracting.
It's there for a reason.
Good, good, good. I like how the numbers have pictures behind them. However, you can't really tell what's behind the pictures from a distance. Mm. So I think you either need to make the pictures smaller so they fit within the numbers or make the numbers a big colour to kind of make them pop again.
Yep, cool. Are there any conventional or unconventional features?
I like the way you've laid it out, that it goes on an angle and there's different shapes everywhere, which is very modern. I'm just struggling on, do I read this first? Do I read?
Where to
read from? That's it.
Cool. Thanks.
No problem.